This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Here today to announce that in the next 3 weeks we will be doing three things, all of which are very much needed in the Senate. There are three essential items on our plate: the trial of President Trump now that the House has impeached him, bold, strong COVID relief, and approving the president's cabinet, desperately needed at a time like this. The Senate must and will do all three and advance all. The Senate must advance all three in the next few weeks, and we will. And we will. The stakes are too high to delay any of them. So let me discuss each one. First, impeachment. On the impeachment of the president. The House managers will come to read the articles of impeachment at 7 p.m. on Monday. That's January the 25th. Then, on the 26th, members will be sworn in to sit for the trial. Because remember, the senators are jurors. The House is like the prosecutor, and the Senate is like jurors.
All right, so that pretty much was Chuck Schumer telling you this is going to happen, and it's happening on Monday. The senator from New York there. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you had a rocking good weekend. Wherever it is you are holed up in this nation or outside of our borders, the news is bleak on all fronts, I hate to tell you, as the glass is half full person here behind this microphone. It's tough, man. We are looking at first what's going to unfold here with impeachment in the Senate, although they say it's going to be fast. But you look at COVID, 71,000 deaths this month in the United States from COVID-19 here on our shores. 25 million new cases, 23 states have that UK variant that's supposedly much more contagious, and there are arguments as to how much more deadly it is. In the UK, they're saying it's much more deadly. 20 million shots have been given. People are texting each other, trying to figure out ways to get the shot, hearing that it's at one place, and then they're out of it, and the lines are long. The states are out, and people are drained, and that's the truth. So we did get a reprieve if you were a football fan or you were watching some other binge on Netflix, Amazon, or your choice of streaming service. That seems to be what our cocktail of choice is these days. So reaction to what you just heard from Chuck Schumer, that the Democrats are pressing ahead on this. And Elizabeth Warren says, I can't imagine how Republican opposition to insurrection would fade over the space of a couple of weeks. They're talking about the fact that this second impeachment trial is going to start on February 9th. And after reaching a deal with Minority Leader Mitch McConnell that will allow the Senate to focus on President Biden's agenda, and also for the former president, Donald Trump, to get a defense together. And by now, many people, I think, are aware that this was going to happen, but it has to become official, and it doesn't, the clock doesn't tick. It doesn't start until those articles are sent to the Senate. Again, that happens on Monday, so the impeachment trial would start on February 9th. There's all kinds of reactions. There's a fractured GOP party that's starting to crack in different directions. There's talk of a Patriot Party, whispers, rumors, the ground shaking around Donald Trump, where he has suggested to some, not publicly, about this Patriot Party. So here's a couple of quick things. One of the senators that has come out in defense of this, saying this needs not to happen, is Senator Marco Rubio from Florida. He called the impeachment trial of the former president stupid and counterproductive. In fact, the quote I would take away from his conversation on Fox News Sunday, part of the Sunday Swirl, it's the pundit's day on the tube. He said, "We already have a flaming fire in this country, and it's like taking a bunch of gasoline and pouring it on top of the fire. I look back at a time, for example, Richard Nixon, who had clearly committed crimes and wrongdoing, and in hindsight, I think we would all agree that President Ford's pardon was important for the country to be able to move forward." So Rubio's comparing what happened to the Capitol being ripped up in different directions to Richard Nixon. I don't like that comparison, but I understand what he's saying, and that there are many in the Republican Party who are saying the same thing, that this is going to jump us back into what we've been going through the last 5 years, and stirring it up again with a trial is just going to be bad for the country. So the bottom line is this: how many Republican senators will vote for impeachment? And there's no way to look at the magic eight ball and know for sure. It's almost like every time you shake it, you hear something different. Ask again later. And that is the state of the GOP, which is why there are all kinds of conversations about what could possibly happen in the future with this party. Senator Mitt Romney, he's for this, opposite of Rubio, but that's not a surprise based on his relationship with Trump and based on what he has said before. He said, "We need to have a trial for Capitol riots, important steps toward unity." So, and Liz Cheney is another one backing that up, of course. And now that was what happened previous. The football is being moved forward and the chains are moving in the direction of the Senate. So it'll be a big Monday, and then in the next couple of weeks, there'll be lots of conversation about what is going to actually happen here once this unfolds in the Senate. And it is about numbers, because certainly the Democrats, I can't think of a Democrat that's not going to vote to impeach him, Senate-wise. And then you think of the numbers, but it still is about having enough for this to have really happen and have teeth, and it would be having enough Republican senators to say that they agree with that. So it may be a short process. I mean, this is what this is the game plan, that this is going to be a short process and then moving forward and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And by the way, if he is impeached and there are enough Republicans who vote for that, it would mean that he couldn't run for office again. And I think that's why there was the rumors about the third party. Although now, because there was so much that was leaking out about this so-called Patriot Party, the former president, who's in Florida, has said that he's supposedly dropping plans to create the third political party and will focus on helping Republicans win back the House and Senate in the 2022 midterms. He's got a $70 million war chest and building. He's going to have a very big microphone, and that's why I think a lot of Republicans are trying to figure out where they fall on all of this. Coming up, COVID-19. What's next? Where can you get the vaccine? Are you on a list? How many people have died? We take a look at all of the numbers on the flip side.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few.
Are the champions when COVID is defeated. I think that there are two teams that want to hear it after the Super Bowl 2 weeks from now, and we'll get to that in a second here in this version of Odds and Ends. But first, the doom and gloom. It's like, you know, I used to have, and I think it's a phrase people still use, I used to have friends that would say, what do you want, Kate? You want the good news first or the bad news? So I'm just going to pick for all of you. I'm giving you the bad news right now. Before we are triumphant over COVID, we got to get it together. 419,000 people have died in the United States out of 25.2 million cases worldwide. 2.13 million total cases, 99.1 million bleak. 54, because that's the latest number I have, 54 and maybe higher, 54.6 million have recovered. These are numbers from Johns Hopkins, CDC. They're all right around the same. And I go with Johns Hopkins numbers. So, you know, here's the deal. While there are these consistent arguments about masking up in some places, in some situations, you know, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, man, I'm giving you all a virtual hug. Wear the damn mask. You know why I say that? Because too many people close to me have lost people close to them, including spouses, and I can't imagine that feeling. Don't you just want to just trample over this? And is there a guarantee that if you wear that mask that it's going to happen? No. But if you don't put yourself in those situations, and if you just cover up, and if you do some of the protocols, which, come on, man, these are easy, it'll help. So if we can just help each other a little bit more in that direction, you're going to constantly get bombarded with that, and you're going to see businesses where you can't go in without a mask anyway. Boom, end of story. Around your house, it's like walking around naked. You can do whatever you want. Nobody cares. Or social distance in your backyard, front yard, wherever. And if you do that, there are ways to get around that too as well. Bottom line is, here's what the scoop is now on the pandemic. Some are saying that when you look at 100 million doses, if you're in California, if you're in New York, that's not going to even get you through all the people. Because when you think of the second shot, you have to have two shots. Well, then do the math. And it would mean that while so many of us are hoping and praying that this nightmare that we're living over and over again, this groundhog day of a pandemic, will be over by June. Think again, it might be June of 2022. And because of the new mutations, it could delay the return to normal anyway. So this is a battle. I mean, we are in the fight for our lives. And this doesn't come to me lightly, as because of this pandemic, I found out that I had a great-great-grandmother who died in the last pandemic in Philadelphia, because I don't know the specifics related to her my great-grandfather was left a widower, and that my grandmother was only 7 months old, and I didn't even know this woman's name. I had no idea that she was part of my family, and that's what happened. So that's the kind of things that happened during the Spanish flu. They had to just get on with it. And people were all about masking and arguing about that then. You know how history is bound to repeat itself? So now we have this one variant, and there's supposedly going to be others, but this one in the UK, there's a couple of them actually. There's one in the UK that the Brits are saying is more deadly than earlier versions. So that signals this whole push-pull, tug-of-war, as I was reading a great line in the Wall Street Journal. You know what they called it? A shape-shifting pathogen. Yeah. So this nasty SOB of a shape-shifting pathogen is not letting us off the hook, because now there's this other variant. So it's a faster spreading coronavirus. You heard the numbers that I said at the top. Take that in. 25 million cases, 23 states with the UK variant. Only 20 million shots have been given. 71,000 deaths this month. 71,000 deaths. What? I mean, we are living in a bubble, in a world where the coronavirus is so much around us and mutating so rapidly, there's going to be new variants that pop up. So we actually might have to have an annual coronavirus vaccine. But the idea is, the goal is to get to herd immunity. That's the idea. How quickly can we get there? The UK variant is one of several that have emerged in the last couple of months to cause concern among researchers. Others have popped up in South Africa and Brazil. So they're talking about the need to expand surveillance. It's gene surveillance to identify the variants of the virus so that they know what they're doing and that what's going to happen down the line and all of that to really be able to contend with it. And likely the variants will delay the day when life can get back closer to normal, thanks to the prospect of outbreaks of infections periodically, even after large numbers of people are inoculated. So that's the bummer. That's the awful news. If we were living near each other in the same neighborhood, and I say this show is about that, we would have open conversation. We would talk about what is it that bonds us in either way we feel about what's happening. And this would be it. It's the pandemic. It's the problems that are overwhelming global supply lines. The president has imposed a ban, South African travel ban, on many other countries as well. So you know, what was looking like, wow, we're optimistic. This is looking like we could have a miracle situation. It's become a hellish nightmare. There's that thing of wanting to return to normal, get out of this situation. We hear some piece of good news and we think this is exactly what's going to happen. So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is where we're at. Coming up with more vaccines, coming up with that herd immunity, and then the people who don't want to get it, that's fine, as long as there's enough people that get it. But we can't even get enough people to get it yet. There's logistical problems. A lot of things are being worked on right now, but we still are feeling massive impacts because of that, and especially the loss of life. All right, so I'm making that turn to pivot into the, oh yeah, good news. And this is my mini version of Invade the Man Cave. But the Buccaneers beat the Packers 31-26. So what does that mean? It means that Tom Brady is advancing to his 10th Super Bowl. And this time with a different team, of course, than the other game. And so that's the NFC, Tampa going to Tampa. It's the first time ever in NFL history that a home team is hosting the Super Bowl. And then you have the Chiefs and the Bills, and the Chiefs, of course, Pat Mahomes, the Texas kid with the gunslinger arm and the way that he scrambles around and the weapons he has. He was brilliant once again, passing for 325 yards and three touchdowns. The Chiefs beat the Bills 38-24. They win the AFC Championship. So the Super Bowl, which will be very different from normal Super Bowls, is happening in 2 weeks. We do a fun little thing called Nail the Score on this show because we got to add some levity, right? And we got prizes, so I want to give out prizes. And the idea is these two games were up for grabs, and if you correctly nailed the score, you would clear the prize closet. And we had so many people that came, you know, kind of close, but not hitting it on the nose. Like our pal Sharon in Maine. What did Sharon have to say? Sharon liked the Bucks to win it 34-27, and she picked the Chiefs 35-27. Even Pete came out of the bunker, as he does every week so graciously, and he picked Green Bay to win. That was wrong, 30-27. Boy, Aaron Rodgers looked very disappointed. They had opportunities. And Kansas City to win the second one, 28-24. And then we had a slew of others. Nobody was close in that pack. And, wow, what a finish to those two championship games. Now we move on to the Super Bowl. Only it'll be, like I said, a much different affair than it has been in the past. You had some questions about that. Also about COVID-19 and President Trump and what his plans are for the future. We're hitting the mailroom next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden is expected to reinstate several travel restrictions Monday to try and control the spread of COVID-19. The restrictions were lifted by President Trump a week ago, with Biden's transitional team saying he would reinstate them later that day. Non-U.S. citizens who have been in Brazil, Ireland, the U.K., and much of Europe will be included in those restrictions, along with those who have recently traveled to South Africa over concerns over a new coronavirus variant identified there. Teachers in Chicago's public schools have voted against going back to in-person classes. The Chicago Teachers Union announced the vote Sunday as students were set to head back to class on February 1st. The teachers voted to wait to return to in-class instruction until more COVID vaccinations were available, citing safety concerns around increased infection possibilities. The school district said it went ahead with announcing its plan to reopen following recommendations from Illinois' Public Health Department. This is USA Radio News. President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 last week, including reaffirming his promise to get 100 million doses of vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that goal should be looked at as a floor and not a ceiling, telling CBS's Face the Nation that it will still be a challenge to achieve.
I still think that that challenge is really, first of all, it's going to be a floor, not a ceiling. It's not going to be easy to do that. I think there is this misperception out there, Margaret, because we've hit 1 million a day for a couple of days, that when we get out into the community, it's going to be really easy to do that. That's not the case. It is going to be a challenge. I think it was a reasonable goal that was set. We always want to do better than the goal you've set, but it is really a floor and not a ceiling. The most important thing, the message that gets lost in this back and forth, Margaret, is that we've got to vaccinate as many people as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can.
This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
You can always hit me up 24/7. Remember that. Wherever you're listening to me, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Always full. Thank you, thank you. And I don't care. Left of left, right of right, no labels, sick of it all. You want to start your own party? You don't even want to talk about politics. It's all good here, right? We need to hang loose every once in a while. So whatever your thoughts are, that's fine. Share them. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Let's go to this one. Joe, listening to us in Iowa. Kate, Trump's kids. I was just curious about this. There wasn't much conversation, and they were so involved in the White House, and I guess it's because of what happened at the Capitol, the impeachment, the farewell, not going to the inauguration, that kind of thing. Do you think his kids will get involved in politics? Ivanka or probably Don Jr. would be my best bets, I would think, my best guess anyway, as to who would do it. I can't imagine the other one would. He was relatively quiet. I think his name's Eric. Do you think that they have political aspirations? Such a good question, because I think a lot of people assumed that maybe Ivanka would run for something eventually in her lifetime. I mean, that wasn't really floated where she was floating, that she had been asked that and kind of just pushed it aside in the course of the 4 years of being in the White House. It depends on what happens with the former president and the party, meaning I believe that there's a war chest that I mentioned, that he said that he wanted to be involved and push for Republicans he liked or believed in or saw potential in or whatever it might be. So his voice is going to be out there, and then that makes you think that if there wasn't anything that would stop them, maybe either one of those two would eventually run. But, you know, what office, who, where, all that would be a mystery. Or after seeing it up close and personal, would they even really want to die? Would they even really want to put themselves, it would be like dying, put themselves in that situation when there's other things that they have business-wise? Would they want to make that leap? I think that there will be people that could float that eventually. It is a good question. And it's always a question, by the way, that comes up with any of the president's children. When you see them, they're in view, especially not as involved as Trump's kids were, but other kids that are there in the background. I mean, there's always been conversation about the potential of Chelsea Clinton. Would she run? And there have been others that have been in the White House where was conversation about whether they would, you know, whether they would run for office. So good question. And the answer is it's not clear at now, but it wouldn't be shocking to me. Jack in Texas says, okay, when I look at this, the whole thing with COVID, you know, in the beginning, I have to admit, I was much more lax until one of my best friend's wives died of it. She was a teacher, and none of us thought that this would happen to us in our 40s. She had high blood pressure. That might have been one of the underlying conditions, although it certainly didn't seem like it. She was in good shape. He's devastated. It's wrecked his life and his family. He's got kids that he's raising on his own in the middle of our darkest times, and it really made me take a much closer look at what was happening and what was hindering us and how we could get through this. And certainly the lack of a vaccine supply is the biggest of all, because we need the supply to get out there. And even if there are people who don't want to take it, if enough people take it, it doesn't matter, because we are really shooting for herd immunity, which would be the best anyway, because if somebody doesn't want it and somebody else gets it, then that's how we roll in the United States of America, freedom of choice. And this isn't being foisted upon everyone. It's up to them if they want to do it anyway. Well said, and sorry for the loss, and this is exactly what I'm saying. When it touches you, it's always that way, right? When it touches you and you see it up close and you see how sad and horrible it is, just poof, here one day, gone the next. I mean, listen, death and taxes, right? But not like this, where you can't be in the hospital, there's no hand-holding, it's all of a sudden I have a cough, I don't feel well, I'm really ill, they're at the hospital, I'm on a ventilator, and I'm dead. And you can't even hold a service because of the backup in some places. And, wow, terrible. So, yes, how do we move beyond it? We need to move beyond the goal of 100 million shots even. You know, you got to have a constant supply. I mean, the supply is the biggest limiting constraint. So that's certainly the beginning of this. You got to ramp up inoculation. You got to help crush this pandemic and have a better understanding of that for a lot of people out there. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, what can I say? It's got to be logistically, it has to happen. The doses have to be there. We know that it's precarious because they can only produce so much. And that's what's happening while these mutations are happening. And we see California, and I almost hate when I'll like see something, LA County, and all I ever see is body bags. They're piling up the body bags again. And then there's a story about somebody who was unfortunate, that it shouldn't have been that way, and they were young, and then this happened, and I couldn't breathe. And, you know, so far, 18,000 Californians have died. By Christmas, there were so many patients struggling to breathe, they had to be hospitalized, so emergency rooms had to close off ambulances because of these. They had patients in the hospital hallways. It was so bad. The holiday surge so far has killed 18,100 Californians. That doubles the state's total death toll from the pandemic in less than 3 months. And to our friends in Arizona, Arizona and COVID, oh, the more I hear about the cases, and of course now there's all these restrictions that are happening, the sadder I become. I have friends that live in Arizona. I've talked about how much I like Arizona. I mean, I like every... Listen, I'm an American. I like everything that we have to offer. But I've spent a lot of time in Arizona, and especially recently before all of this happened. And when I look at the totals there, and I look at the cases, and I look at the counties and what they're dealing with, and how... In some cases, it's you know, there's no space. The spread was too fast. You couldn't get you the people in time, and it's just one sad thing. And you look at Arizona, and you know, it looks like freckles all over Arizona, and big freckles out in Phoenix, in Arizona. In Tucson, people are listening to us on the great affiliate KVOI, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. So in Arizona, total cases, 723,000, 12,238 deaths in Arizona. Yeah. Wow. All right, so let's move to another one. This one is from Holly. Holly says, hey, Kate, I watched the football games and took a break from all that ails us and made some banana bread for me and my family to sit and gnash on while we were watching. I don't root for any of those teams. That's not our home team. But it was interesting to see, especially that first game and what happened with Tom Brady and the Bucks over the Packers. That was really actually a very, very close game. But, of course, he pulled it out. He always seems to find a way to do that. He did find a way to do that. You know, it's weird. Just a mistake here or there, and they could capitalize. I mean, Green Bay really had its chances, and they, with Brady, with a couple of picks, etc., turnovers. But hey, there they are. Now they go up against a very tough Super Bowl winning team, the Chiefs. So yeah, that was the better game because it was more on edge all the way through. If you wanted a close game, anyway, there were highlights that just stand out from that. Not that there weren't with Kansas City, but in the very beginning, maybe Buffalo had a chance, but then they just pulled away. You know, the typical Pat Mahomes just went to work and they just pulled away. They made things happen, and that's it, and that's why they're back. All right, this one is from Vince. Kate, I haven't emailed the show before in the past, but I appreciate that you say you invite everyone to the party. Yay, hooray, that's good. I think we need to be more like that in our personal lives. I will say this. I heard you mention maybe a month ago that you were so proud of Americans reaching out and helping each other, and I feel that same way. I hope because of what happened at the Capitol and now with this transition of power that people aren't so angry and hateful that we don't remember that because we are in the middle of the pandemic. And I believe that the goodness in people has really risen more to the top. I think you compared it a little bit to 9/11, and I hope that that stays that way and we don't see people backing off helping other people. Well, you know, amen to that. I hope we don't see that either. You know, it depends on your neighborhood, right? It depends on the makeup of the neighborhood, how well you know the neighbors. I will say that there is, you know, there's these community things like some of the social media sites have community boards, and a lot of people are going on that, and when they need something, people are reaching out and they're helping them, and I think that's tremendous. And I look at the food banks, and I look at the churches that have run food banks, and I look at people that are running errands for neighbors, and I hear more of those stories than I hear of the other. I think it's two separate things that we're talking about, hopefully. So thanks for all of the emails. Keep them coming, as always. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com. A little of this, a little of that. Next.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Joins us. He's the technical maestro for this show. For a little this or that, where you choose one or the other. Hey, Sir Eric, I understand that you were busy. Maybe you were had to spend some time today kind of soaking your wounds. You were busy doing the rock climbing thing in Minneapolis. Is that true?
Yep, that's what I was doing last night for 2 hours straight.
How high did you climb?
I think the highest they have is like, it's probably only like 15 to 20 feet.
But then that means you got to put your hands in a certain place for the handholds. You have to have the ropes on. You have your feet on the different areas to climb up it, right?
No ropes, no harnesses or anything, just...
no ropes?
Nope. If you fall from the top, you land on, like, a really thick padding. So...
That'd be like falling off of a ladder or a couple ladders.
Yeah, a couple of ladders, yep.
Did you fall?
Yeah, a couple times. if you know how to fall, then it's not bad.
So, it's not bad to fall if you know there's a technique to it.
Yep, yeah.
All right, so you're here, so we know you didn't break any bones, so that's the good thing.
Yeah, Yep, thankfully. I messed up my left big toe, like, because I have a bunion, I think I told you that already, on my right foot. Now I think I have one on my left foot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
you better get that taken care of. Wear a mask and go to a podiatrist. There you go. That's my advice. Yep. So for this or that, chips with dip or salsa and tortilla chips for the Super Bowl party you're going to have.
I'll go with the salsa and tortilla chips.
Salsa and tortilla chips, which of course will only be you and your girlfriend. You probably don't know this, but I wrote a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share, and one of the things I investigated was this is like a holiday for us, Super Bowl, and I've covered 10 of them, and the food factor is big. 15,000 tons of chips will be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. 8 million pounds of guacamole get consumed. And it's not a surprise. Pizza is the food of choice at most households. 30 million pizzas ordered just 5 years ago. On average, it's estimated that about $50 million is spent on food in the United States days before the game to get ready for the party. Now, because, like you, it'll be cheap to just have salsa and chips with you and your girlfriend, because those parties will be cut down, there won't be parties, it'll just be people that are in the same houses or social distancing, where you have tree vision, you have a TV outside, that number would be significantly cut, I believe.
Yeah, that's lame.
Bummer, isn't it? Yes, it is, because I think lots of people don't even care about the game. They just go to see their friends. That's why they have the parties, and some people care or whatever, and then they do things at these parties. I've been to some, when I wasn't covering those Super Bowls, I've been to some fun Super Bowl parties. So, yeah, this is what happens. It's life-altering. All right, Pandora or Spotify, this or that when listening to music?
Man, I've tried both. I tried Pandora and then Spotify, and, I think I liked Pandora better.
Pandora.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. By the way, salsa and chips was mine, as well, but Pandora, I don't know why, it's just easy. It's on the phone, it's free, you have to listen to their lame commercials unless you pay for it and whatever, it's fine. But, I don't know. I like it better. It's easy to use, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's just more user-friendly, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't need any more complicated technical things in my life. So, Pandora. I listened to Pandora today. I took Guinness out for a walk in the woods, and I was listening to jazz. It was cool. It was like, I don't know what you call it, hot jazz. It was modern jazz, whatever.
Maybe smooth jazz.
It wasn't like elevator jazz. Okay. It was like down in the club jazz in New Orleans. Be like if I was in New Orleans. It'd be like if I took a road trip and I went to Arizona first and climbed the rocks in Sedona. And then I went to New Mexico and got some red and green chili. And then, oh, by the way, then I go to New Orleans. That would be a nice trip. And I get to go listen to some jazz. So we're in agreement. Pandora's easier. I know people always push Spotify, but I say Pandora. I have a dog, and we've talked about that before, and I had a dog before this, but there are people that prefer other types of extras in their house, shall we say. So some people like fish, and some people like birds. If you had no choice and you had to have fish or a bird, or birds, plural, what would you pick, this or that?
Definitely fish.
Me too. Have you ever been to someone's house where they have a bunch of birds?
Once or twice, yeah.
I don't know why, it creeps me out.
It's annoying.
It's annoying. Yeah, it's annoying. Now, I will make an exception to that, and I hope she's not listening to the show, because then I'll never hear from her again. No, I'm kidding, she's a good friend. She would, I think, forgive me. But, she had a bird that was a cool bird named Walter, and this bird, like, danced, and, I don't know, he wasn't annoying. He wasn't annoying, and he was cute and clever, and she broke the exception to my rule. But when I was a television reporter, it seemed like every time we went to someone's house, they had a bird, and they'd do kooky things, like fly around, crash into things, and interrupt the video or scare us to death because they'd fly up into our face. So, and maybe I'm just being wrong on that. I like birds. I do. I like going outside, and I've got bird houses, and I've seen cardinals and incredible birds. But that's different than having them in my house.
Yeah, I agree.
And fish, you can have a cool fish tank, and you look at it, right?
Yeah, they just look cool. They remind me of, like, the 70s or something.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think that's the whole thing with fish. And it used to be, back in the old days, when we could actually go out there and live, and we had festivals, that, you know, they would have, you could win goldfish and stuff, remember?
Yeah, that was a ton of fun.
It was a ton of fun, and they have betta fish, and you'd see kids walking with a bag of a goldfish, and you could see that distraught look on their parents' face because they had to go buy food and a little net to clean the bowl they were going to have to get for the goldfish. But I don't know. It was just a rite of passage, I think. So you go to a motivational seminar, and you have a choice to either, like Tony Robbins, walk on coals or have knives thrown at you on the stage. And you just have to stand there. Which would you choose? This or that?
Man, that's a tough one. I'll go with the coals.
The coals. You know, I would go with the coals, too, but I think it would freak me out a little bit, too.
Yeah, it would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah, me, too. I know that it happens. How could people pay all this money they pay to go see Tony Robbins? I just saw some movie where there was a motivational speaker in it, and he had people do that. And all kinds of people do it. They just get up there, and everyone screams and, you know, claps for them, and they walk across the coals. I mean, they're not walking slowly, but they're not running. They're just walking across it. And because that's a whole mental thing, that you can block out that pain.
I didn't know that Tony Robbins does this for with his...
He has done that for some of his seminars. Not all of them. I think it's for certain ones he's done it, yeah.
That's kind of weird, if you ask me.
You're supposed to overcome your fear, and that's the thing. And then people do it, and they think they're on top of the world, and they can conquer the procrastination or things that they do in their life.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. Rock climbing kind of did a similar thing. Like when you reach for the rocks, like the pieces, it's sort of like a metaphor for like reaching for your goals. You know,
and
when you grab it, like it's really satisfying. You know?
All right, so you've convinced me I would rather rock climb than walk on coals and definitely not have knives thrown at me. So very nice. We will do it again next week, Sir Eric. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Be safe. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
GraveSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.